episode 118, the Terrence Henry Experience. Hey, we here, we in the building, everything's good. You know, I brought back my guest from last time because I felt like it was really deep. But, you know, we don't have a shot of like Tito's or nothing like that. I kind of keep those Jones out of it because that was crazy. You know, that's why we're going to keep it a little mellow. Because I felt like my voice was at a high pitch. I'm like, oh, the Tito's hitting. So, you know, maybe at the end, but yeah. But what's good, though?
Hello, hello, hello. Good. We are taking a good shot of water.
Yeah, we're doing water this
Nothing's
time, man.
Nothing's better than that.
Yeah, we got to do the water, man, because that's important, you know, with the H2O. So, I wanted to talk about something tonight.
Yeah,
right. So
yeah.
I wanted to talk about, you know, I know we always talk about the gender. I was going to stay away from it, but I feel like I just want to talk about this one thing in this episode. And then after that, we're going to try to stay off of it for next time. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to try to. But. And I want to ask you about it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Women relationships, women with other women.
Okay.
Like, we don't hear about it too much. You know, it's always like the gender war thing, but what about a woman being with another woman? And how is that? And I know did you kind of experience that before?
Like, relationship-wise?
Yeah.
Or just being with a woman in general? Like, because there's a lot of ways, uh-huh. like, women relationships can yeah. develop and flow. So, like, if we're just talking about friendship, wise, mm-hmm. you know, for me personally, I had the same friends for so long, like
yeah.
some of my friends for 20 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
So when I see other women and they don't have close women friendship,
yeah,
I struggle to understand why.
Uh-huh.
So you have that type of close friendship, then you have a friendship where like y'all friends, but y'all like real flirty friends, like touchy-feely friends. Because not all girlfriends' relationships are touchy-feely. Like, you got some girls that are not touchy-feely, and you got some girls that are touchy-feely. So your touchy-feely girlfriends may be a little bit different than your girlfriends that's not touchy-feely. Because you know, you might play with your touchy-feely girlfriends. Maybe y'all have been with each other sexually or intimately. Sometimes there's a role, you might hug and kiss in particular ways. Sometimes it's romantic and sometimes it's not. You could have a girlfriend who's touchy-feely, like if y'all go on a trip and y'all sharing a room, you know, and you take your clothes off, she might be like, oh, you know, look at your breasts or whatever, whatever. But it's not in a sense where like, I'm trying to suck your titties. But then you can have a same touchy-feely girlfriend where she's like, damn, look at them titties. And, you know, she's squeezing on your titties.
And then that feels good. And next thing you know, yeah. she's sucking on your titties.
Hey, if it can happen, you know.
I think most girls do have has that lesbo thing. But like, you know, I hear girls always say, well, you know, I don't like girls, but I will let a girl eat me out. And I'd be scratching my head. I'm like, I'm so confused with that.
I mean, I think... And I don't know if it's a myth or not, but, you know, some people say, well, a woman is going to, like, do it better because she a woman, right? That's a thing people say, like, so I don't know how factual that is, but I think that may be a force or a drive behind why some women are like, okay, well, I'm not trying to do it to nobody else. Like, I'm not trying to eat no pussy, but I let her lick my pussy. Because it's assumed that if a woman eats your pussy, it's supposed to be better than a man because she got a pussy. So she should know how to, you know.
Is that all like in your head? Like, I mean, what do you think? You let a girl eat you out before? Right?
I mean, yeah, I had that done. And I feel like for me, I don't know. I mean, the best pussy looker I ever had was a man.
Mm.
So I've been with women and I enjoy women and we have really, really good times together. Maybe I just haven't had that, you know, excellent woman pussy licker. But for me, and my time with women have been excellent. It was really good. I'm not saying that.
But you don't stay with them, right? Because of the
they don't have a dick.
Yeah, that in the dynamics of that relationship, like y'all in the house together, you know, y'all cycle comes on, right? And and what I hear is that when you round a woman so long, it comes on at the same time, right? And all those type things, and mm-hmm. y'all mm-hmm. emotional, mm-hmm. and you can't have two emotional women, excuse me, two emotional women in the same dynamic. And that's why I be looking at the relationship. I'm like, how does that all work? And then next thing you know, they're not together for so long. Is that true? Because the point, you know, do you feel like, do women step out and then be like, you know what, from time to time, you know, even if they were a woman, they want to get the real thing?
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, you got some women that are just like straight lesbians and some women that are like bisexual, and you know, the plastic ain't gonna always get it. If you're a bisexual woman, you're gonna want to, you know, have the real thing. But as far as, you know, women living together and your cycles together, that's because y'all just be in sync. And then sometimes it adds to the closeness. And, you know, a woman can kind of understand another woman's emotions. But I also think it just depends on the roles. Like, what role does that woman have? Like, which woman is masculine? Mm-hmm. Which woman is feminine? Like, mm-hmm. who's the man per se in a relationship and who's the woman in a relationship, because then they may see things very differently. Like some of my friends that identify as gay and also identifies as like the male of the relationship, mm-hmm. She very much thinks more in line with the man than with a woman. So that's when we have conversations about things, I could get a different view from her, and it really be helping me, you know. And if I explain something to her, she's like, yeah, because that's how you bitches do. And I'm just like, oh wow, okay. So it's the difference between like women that are like masculine in that sense, or take on that masculine role, they may be able to understand men a little bit better versus like a woman that's in a woman-on-woman relationship who's the feminine one, like.
So I tell you, so this, you said that with the masculine thing, right?
Yeah.
So I'll never forget this. And this is another reason why I bring
it
up.
You'll never forget it.
So, so look, one day I'm out washing my car, right? A nice day, washing my car, got the music on. And these two women come. They walking up. One was a little aggressive, let's say that. Other one was a little feminine. You know, we
so met. you know the difference in what I'm
talking
about.
I know the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, you could tell.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, the feminine one, like, you know, damn, you know, man, we gonna look. Right? I'm washing the car. They walking past. What do men do when a woman walk past?
You turn your head and look at that ass.
You damn right. Right? So I'm looking.
All people do that.
Yes. The aggressor turned around. What, you want her?
Mm. So here go. She was selling her?
I don't know. So I was like, here go me. So I'm young at the time. I'm like, yeah, I do. Mm. You know what I mean? So she's like, hold on, you ain't gonna be disrespect. I'm like, whoa, chill. So the, you mm-hmm. know, the feminine is holding her back.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? But we all look. Right? We all look. So my whole thing is that you should expect that. If I see a woman with some tight jeans and a nice, you know, nice ass, guys, we gonna look.
Yeah, for sure.
Ladies, your man is gonna look.
And the girl, your girl's probably gonna look too, just on the sly low.
Exactly.
I mean, I look at everybody. I don't care who you are. I'm looking at, if I'm sitting down and people are walking by me, I'm looking at everybody's crouch. The man, the woman, everybody walking by, I'm looking at everything. And sometimes women look at other women, not just like, oh, I want to eat that. Like, nah, you might be looking at her like, damn, her body looks good. Like,
yeah,
wow, like, what type of jeans is those? Like, that's just sitting up. Is that laying? You know, you might just be admiring her body, not like you want to go and sleep with her and fuck her.
But,
so, you know, I'm a look because.
But do you feel like most women, I can't say all, but do you feel like, do they all have like a little bit of lesbo in them? A little curiosity?
I would say, I wouldn't say all. Like we said, we can't say all, but I might be leaning to more most. I definitely would lean to the most side, for sure. Just because I think it just depends. Like, it's different levels to the lesbo experience or being a. I just think it's different levels to it, from what I've experienced or from what I've been taught or from mm-hmm. what I've learned. there's different kind of levels to it.
So let me ask you this.
It's a scale.
Yeah, you out. Let's say you by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see another woman that's around, mm-hmm. right? Maybe she's with her boyfriend, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know she's attractive.
Yeah.
Can you pick up and find out if she's like, you know, into it, like, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times it's what's crazy enough is I've been in this situation.
Uh-huh. Tell me about it.
And I don't know, like, we were in Mexico, me and my other two best friends.
It's always in Mexico.
Yeah, the one that's gay and my uh-huh. other good best friend. And a couple was, I guess, trying to recruit me. They were trying to recruit me. So we're all in a pool and mm-hmm. we're talking. And so the husband's like, has his arm around me, has his arm around the wife. So once that occur, I'm like, all right, I know what time it is. And the wife, like, not really, you know, she touching on you too. Then you know what time it is. That's pretty much how it goes. If the husband touch you and the wife touch you, they want you. It's just really that simple.
You know, it's crazy that we talk about this. So I've been around a lot of attractive women in my lifetime. And I've noticed when I went out with attractive women and we're sitting, I've noticed and I see how women, not even like the women that are like aggressive, but the more feminine starts to become a lot aggressive towards the girl that's attractive.
Yes.
And it's crazy. And it's kind of like, I be looking, I be like, yo, is she coming on to you? Yes. And I watch, like, I think it's, I'm a watcher.
Yeah.
I'm a watcher. So I was sitting like, look at this. This is crazy.
You know, it is so crazy because I've learned that I'm not that good at sealing the deal.
Wait, like, you're not a closer?
I'm not a closer. Mm. Like, I never asked a man for his phone number, let alone a woman. Mm. And when women are, like you said, coming at me, mm-hmm. like, aggressively, mm-hmm. it takes me forever to pick up on it. I might be flirting back with the woman and everything, but a lot of the times I know, like, just because a woman, like, you're out in a club and a woman's dancing on you, she may kiss you, she may touch on your body, but that does not mean she wants you to eat her pussy or vice versa.
She just wants the compassion.
Yeah, we just, you know, women, we're touchy, we feeling, or we having a good time. So because of that, every time I get in these type of situations, I'm like, oh no, it's not like that. We're just having fun. And my friend who's a lesbian is like, no, bitch. Like, you were supposed to close the deal. You like, mm-hmm. so I think in your case, like you said, when you with the attractive woman mm-hmm. and you see other women looking, mm-hmm. yeah, they're looking because they probably want to be touchy feely with her, laughing and flirting with her, but it doesn't necessarily translate. Like, you know, they want to know, I guess, who's going to make the first move? Because you don't want to make a move and then a girl be like, nah, I'm not
into girls.
You kind
of pick up on the energy, though.
Yeah, you do, but just people give off that false energy. I'm telling you, that's the one thing about that I've learned about just other women is, like, just because they're doing something don't mean that that's what they, like, that's that they're trying to go all the way, I would say. So
they want to be half. They want to be half.
Halfway in, halfway out. So just like you said, you want a woman to eat your pussy, but you don't want to eat a pussy back. That's halfway in, halfway out.
They ain't really about that life.
You not really. So a lot of times people don't really be about that life, but they want to still experience part of it. They want to still, you know, feel breasts and hug and kiss and do all of those things. But I don't want to be, like, labeled as gay or bisexual or this or that.
You know what's crazy? I think the woman's vagina is, like, a very beautiful thing.
Oh, it absolutely is.
It's amazing.
It is.
God, the universe, God knew what he was doing. You know why I say that? I told this girl one time, I don't know if I told this story before, I probably have maybe a couple of podcasts ago, but you know what I say? I say that, I told this girl one time, I said, listen, you'll never know what it feels like. And the fact that you like it and don't know is crazy. I know what it feels like. Mm. All men know what it feels like.
Mm.
And the fact that this world and what men do is for it.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing.
I mean, it is an amazing orgasm.
Ooh, look at that.
Orgasm, right? That's where I'm already, my mind
no,
is
no,
like.
No, good. She said it's an amazing orgasm.
It's an amazing yeah. organ. Uh-huh. It definitely has its own ecosystem. So, mm-hmm. you know, and if you look at nature and fruit, flowers.
They all look like that, right?
Exactly.
So let me ask you this, right? So because of we getting into this about women, because, you know, girls, women, all type of things. What's crazy is that it has to be well taken care of. We know that, right?
It does, yes.
It has to be well taken care of.
Yes.
And because of that, these women, you know, they are like, women are sexually involved with other women, but it's like, you know, did you ever come across a time where you wasn't heavily involved or was about to get involved with a woman? Maybe y'all had a great night, everything's flowing, y'all kissing, y'all doing y'all thing, and it's ready to happen, and you went down there and it was just like...
No. Because I feel like a lot of the times in my experience, like all my experiences has been with people that like I'm like close with, we're good friends, mm-hmm. and if your like vagina has an odor or it's funky, like, you know that before anybody. And if this person is your friend and you still just don't even be like, oh, let me shower, let me whatever, that's rude. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be upset that it was smelling a little funky. I'd be upset like, bitch, you ain't even try to get it together.
But you,
so but none of my friends would disrespect me. Like, none of the women that I would get with would disrespect me like that. That's a sign of disrespect. Mm-hmm. A little bit, because it's like, you know, if you're not smelling as fresh as you could smell, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? You, when you take your panties down and you go to the bathroom, I don't know what other people do, but, you know, I wipe, I look at the tissue. I mean, when you pee, you should, you know, it should be a little clear, because okay. like dark yellow, you know, okay, you know, something's going on. When you pull it down and it doesn't smell a little sweaty, you know, but some people, I will say, to my knowledge, some people like that little
like little
bit of funk with it, a little bit of odor with
what?
It. Like, they do. Like, some people like, you know, when you fresh, you've been at work all day,
yeah.
and then you come home and I eat the pussy versus
okay.
fresh out the shower
okay.
pussy.
All right.
So
all
it's I'm not saying that it's stinking pussy.
Bro, I know what you mean. It has a little odor.
It has a little like vagina odor. It's
somebody told
stinky.
You that they like a little
I mean, yeah, I've been told that before. Some people they into
whiff.
That.
Okay.
And people have
people
different fetishes.
Shit out
exactly.
Here, man. Damn.
People have different fetishes. So some people like it. They want to see that natural state smell of the vagina. If you've been at work all day,
yeah.
right, and then you come home, that's the natural scent of your vagina.
Right.
It doesn't
right.
have to be smelly or stinky or anything, but it's a difference from when you fresh out the shower
mm-hmm.
versus being all day.
So I think my experience is like with women, you know, you got some that smell, right? And it may not be a bad smell. It's just a smell. Like some women just have their own odor.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Some people just have their own odor. That's key.
Yeah. And then some, you don't smell nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just don't smell it. Like, you know, it's just a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You could kind of tell, like, which ones are bad and which ones is good. It's like going mm-hmm. to the supermarket and, like...
picking out the fruit.
Yeah, picking out the fruit. You smelling it. Like, okay, cool. So, you know, I remember as a kid, and I know a lot of guys can vouch for this, we all did the finger test. We did the finger test.
There's nothing wrong with the finger test. I mean, if somebody does the finger test to me, I'm like, did you smell it?
Yeah.
Like, I'm asking them right immediately, smell it.
I remember the old myth is that you get a pair of earwax and it starts sizzling down there like that. So you burn it.
You get, repeat that, as some earwax?
Yeah, you get a little bit of earwax, they said.
And do what with
and
it?
And then you like take it, you know, put it down there. See if it starts sizzling on the earwax, then that means that it's burning. It's doing something it ain't supposed to. It's sizzling like hot bacon.
Wow, I never heard that.
That's old. It's just a myth.
So now I'm trying, now I'm thinking like, okay, so what is earwax? Like, what is the pH of earwax and what
know.
Does that... You know, because did you put your earwax in and make her have BV and now it's sizzling?
It's crazy. That's what I'm saying. But you know, that's when we was kids. I don't know how true that is.
Well,
but
how many like,
what?
Is it common in your experience that women have?
So this is what I do, right? If I wanted to find out about something about a woman, if I'm with a woman, if I go to the gas, this is what I do. I go to the gas station. Now, hear me out, ladies. If you ever find yourself at the gas station, let me tell you what I do, right? I think I said this before. I go to the gas station. I go fill up the gas. Now, what happens at the gas station when you fill up the gas? What do? You get your gas there in the car, right? Now it's time to make out. If you let me go anywhere near you after touching the gas pump, then I know you don't care about life.
Like, go near you in what way? Like, lean over, like, take your hand and touch down there?
Yeah.
After pumping gas?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because my hands is touching everything.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I would look at that.
Yeah, it's been times where, you know, making out with women and they just have a whole bottle of hand sanitizer. They just put all the goop in your hand. There you go. And I'm like, you
and
know.
Now you want me to touch. And even that is funny to me. Like,
afterwards, though.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, afterwards, it's like, here you go. I'm like, you know, giving me hand sanitizer. Like, you know, because some women, you know, I find it funny that, you know, we talk about this, is that, you know, they don't want you to smell it, or they think because they was out all day, or like you were saying, so they probably feel a little embarrassed, like they gonna, but nah, you good.
Yeah, no, you first off, you know your own body. It's the difference between, like, you know, your body just sweating and you have an odor versus there's an overgrowth of some type of bacteria or yeast. There's a different completely smell.
Going down the rabbit hole right now.
Exactly. So if at
talk about
point,
vaginas.
No, really, because vagina's mad complex. Yeah, I mean, it really is. I mean, my own vagina's mad complex. And I mean, I learned some women don't even look at their vaginas. And I want to say, if you're a woman out there and you don't look at your vagina, then you got to develop a better relationship with her. Because
you got to take care of it.
Yeah, some people think it's ugly. Some people think it's this. Because vaginas all look so different.
Yeah, they're all different.
Yeah, and everything on the internet is like, oh, you have a vagina? It's stinking. It's smelling. You need to buy this product right now because it's not tight enough. It's not wet enough. It's not hot enough. It's not cool enough. Everything on the internet, you know, is geared to telling women, oh, buy these products so it can make you smell good.
So
even down to like, oh, you don't eat pineapples, you don't do this, you don't do that. There's so many things that, so, you know, women are told to do with our vaginas.
Do you think that, so have you ever lived with a woman? Or stayed with a woman?
I mean, I have sisters, so.
Not that, I mean, like somebody.
In a romantic relationship?
Yeah, like you went over their house.
I mean.
Would you?
Would I? I'm curious to know what it's like a little bit.
I mean, not with a masculine, let's say feminine.
A femme?
Yeah.
You know, I worry that a femme is not going to be able to give me the extra masculine energy, but I think it would be good if I lived with a woman, because we would be friends, first off.
You know y'all can't get on.
Why? I mean, the main thing is to be friends. If y'all are friends, like, I could live with any one of my girlfriends. I can use a friend.
So let me ask you a question. Y'all feminine, right?
Uh-huh.
But you know, like, y'all not gonna like each other every day. Y'all gonna have those days y'all just not feeling it.
I don't know. Maybe it must be something going on if we feeling that way. It must be. No, honestly, because I don't never, like, out of all of my good girlfriends, whether we touchy-feely or not, I don't never have days where I'm just like, I don't like you. I'm not in your. That's more something I feel like you experience with a man. But I never been in a serious relationship with a woman to say that, or lived with a woman to say that.
So,
but if we are not getting along, it's for a reason.
You're gonna, like, make out after that?
I mean, if we needed to make out to make it up, makeup sex. Everybody know you do makeup sex. Yeah, I feel like sex. The same thing you would do with a man and a woman is the same thing you're gonna do with a woman and a woman.
I think it's different. Because you know what I think, though? I think, you know why I think that mostly women got a little lesbo in it? And now I'm gonna tell you a little secret, guys. And tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
I think that, you know, as men, men like to be an aggressor, you know, bend them over, you know what I'm saying, and just go to pound town, right? That's fine in certain situations. But you know what I think? And tell me if I'm wrong. Just tell me if I'm wrong. I just think the secret is that women love to be desired, like wanted, like I want you.
Yeah, for, you know what I mean?
Like
matters.
I want you, like passionately. Yeah. And I think a lot of some guys are not passionate when it comes to the woman. So when they get that elevation, when something is different, it's something that they always remember because it's mental, it's different. You know what I mean? Like, wow, I can feel that he wants me. But when a woman is not feeling wanted, it's different. Am I wrong?
No, I agree 100%. I mean, feeling wanted is very important. Mm-hmm. It's a like form of intimacy.
That's why a lot of women are very passionate with each other. This is why I feel like a lot of, you know, girlfriends be like touchy-feely, yeah, and doing things. So your girlfriends, right? Now, the girlfriends that you cool with now, y'all are still, y'all do stuff occasionally, right?
If it's a girlfriend I'm touchy-feely with, not all girlfriends are.
No, not all, but I'm just saying the ones
but
you still
got. But my touchy-feely
got,
ones, yeah, we'll do something.
You still got them around?
Yeah, I'm still cool with them.
Still cool with them?
I'm still cool with those
and
friends.
You be chilling and all like that, so when you step out and, you know, y'all do your thing?
Not always, but it just depends on what's happening. Because touchy-feely people may have boyfriends too, you know what I'm saying? So they may be in relationships, so you can't just... If your friend is... If you and your friend are touchy-feely, but both y'all in relationships, y'all not going to constantly be touching and feeling on each other because y'all in relationships. Mm. You feel me? But... if the opportunity come and it ain't gonna be, you know, no thing, then you might do it.
I don't know. I think if I was at, like, in a relationship, like, I think that I wouldn't care if she did anything with her girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't think most guys would.
No,
some
do.
Yeah, they do, because you be territorial. Like,
no, I don't care. You gonna do it anyway. Send me the video.
Yeah.
Let me watch.
Ooh, you a watcher?
I'm a watcher. I like to watch. Sometimes, yeah, like, you know, I hear all the time, like, guys, like, the threesome thing. Sometimes I don't want to watch. Sometimes I just like to... I mean, excuse me, this is what I'm saying. Sometimes I don't like to anticipate. Sometimes I just like to sit back and just watch. I get a thrill out of it because it's like the pleasurable moment what somebody else is doing, you know, and I'm just there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just like, sometimes being involved and, you know, you... pretty much trying to intricate, like, okay, you move here, you move over here, you do this, you do that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah. I mean, you make me wonder, you know, and I'll just pose the question, if you are in a serious relationship, yeah, and you are married and you and your partner want to experience a threesome, mm-hmm, is that the best course to do it? The man just fall back and watch. You know what I'm saying? And if he wants to join in, then he go ahead and just, you know, sleep with the woman who is his. Mm-hmm. You know, I wonder if that would be more helpful or create less drama, because you don't have to worry about the man interacting with the woman at all. He just there to watch his woman be pleased. It's all about pleasing his woman. Mm-hmm. And again, I think anytime you make something all about the woman, she ain't gonna complain like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like, oh, we have to share the spotlight.
Nah, I like to watch. Yeah. I like to just watch. I'm not like, you know, if they want me involved, then fine. But, you know, you hear women all the time like, yeah, okay, guys want the threesome, right?
Yeah.
But then, like, the woman gets a little territorial about
That's what I mean.
And I'm just like, yo, like, if I can't have the whole thing, then I don't want to, like...
Oh, you don't even want to hit one of them.
Yeah, like, it's weird, because it's like, yeah, okay, why you want her like that? Why you not? I'm like,
yeah,
it's not.
But that's why I mean, if watching saves from all of that.
Yeah, I'll just watch. I'll watch. And I want
to... What do you like to see most when you're watching?
I like to see, so this is the thing. So if I was in that situation with my woman, you know, I want to see her get dominated, but also with a femme woman, but also I want to see her do the same.
So are you discriminating against the women that are not femme?
No, not at all.
You wouldn't watch a woman with a, like...
No.
What if she had a body?
I wouldn't
care. She was masculine, but she had a body.
No. Because it's just the energy. It's like you're giving off male energy, and it's just like, it's not for me. And
yeah,
no disrespect to the ones that are like that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but for my preference, I love beautiful, feminine, just feminine women. I love women. I love, this is the thing, this is the problem. I love women. I do. That's the
I mean, and that's
dude.
Beautiful. It's like, what is there not to love about a woman? I mean, there's so many.
Listen, y'all, we taking a lot from y'all, but that's different for another story for another time. But we deal with it because we understand what the energy it brings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's no. I don't think it's no higher energy that could be created. Like what the man and woman together create sexually is the pinnacle, because there's no sexual experience that could really top that, because like no other sexual experience could like reproduce life. So it could be a great experience, but it can't top like the man and a woman.
No, it can't. So, but it's just, I don't know, I just have a thing with just seeing girls with girls.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's because the woman body form, right?
Yeah.
You have the breasts, which is them and them in themselves.
Yeah, I love it.
You know, they're beautiful, right? Then you have like hips, right? Some
soft
people
hands.
Got hips. Yeah, softness. That's one thing about
it.
Oh,
just
my
gosh. That warm body of a woman up against you.
Yeah.
All snuggly. It's great. Yeah. I love it. I love every minute of it. That's why
that's the feminine energy.
Yeah, that's why I love when I see it and just like the whole like thing. And you know, to hear like, you know, other women that live with each other that's feminine, and I see how beautiful they are, and I'm like, wow, man. You know, not to be like no perv, but you want to just like, I want to know what this looks like between
you
two.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, I'm just, you know, I lived with a woman before, but it's just like, living with a woman as a guy, it's a lot. It's a lot for us.
It could be because of women, we have a lot more things that we kind of have to deal with throughout the month. Like,
I know.
Our periods, you know?
I know.
So that'd be a changing things and putting a pause on what could and cannot be done. And you know, some women are more emotional than others.
Yeah.
And I mean, anytime you have
relationships, you don't spend any time with me.
Yeah, I mean, but that's important.
You don't spend enough time with me. That's what they say, right?
Yeah, if you're not spending enough time, you feel me? You gotta, I guess the best thing I could understand it to me is like understanding your woman. If you understand your woman, then it'll be real easy to meet her needs and go ahead and get that out the way. Like, you know, if before I graduated, like some of my days would be dedicated to school. So the person I was dealing with, they knew like, oh shit, I just bring her some food, whatever, whatever. I just text her, you good? I say, hey, we good to go. You know, as long as if I'm talking and as long as I just hit her with a, oh, okay, I know she gonna feel like I'm listening. So even if you're not listening, for me, I need response. Like when I'm talking, I be like, yeah, what? Yeah, add the ad-libs when I'm speaking to you. So I know that you
Did I have enough ad-libs in this? I hope I did have
so
enough
I know,
ad-libs.
You know, but it's a little things. Like men, women too. Living with men is exhausting because you have to constantly be like walking around their little egos. Like every little thing, you know, you have to be mindful of. And, you know, I mean, if you're trying to create a good space for you and your partner. Not everybody is trying to create a good space.
No, they not.
You know, but
they
sometimes
not.
You got to take people for who they is. And that's it. Like, once you understand who somebody is, like you say, you make a decision. Can I deal with this all the time? Can I not deal with this? If you like a clean house and your woman don't clean.
Yeah, that's wild.
You going to need to either get a maid or make a different choice.
Yeah.
You feel me? And even if two women were living together, like, I know I wanted to return back to this because I'm thinking, like, what are the differences between two women living together and a woman and man living together? Because in my mind, it's really the same thing. Like,
is it? Because some women, I mean, women and women sometimes are catty with each other.
Oh, yeah.
Be catty.
Men be catty.
Yeah, it's getting bad out here in these streets.
Men be catty. Men have periods. They really do.
Highly
I don't
emotional.
Know. Yeah, they
Highly
do.
Emotional.
Men do have periods. I don't know where to find the documents, but they out there because a certain time they just be like, I don't know.
You know what's crazy? Like I went out, you know, me and my friends, my guy friends, we go out, you know, we have a good time, meet girls, whatever the case may be. But I'm gonna tell you some of the differences. When I go out with like women, maybe 3-4 women. I'll be out. I ain't gonna lie. I'll be having the best time of my life.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
Oh, my God. It's just like, it's just a different type of atmosphere. It's just like, I remember one time when I was at the height of my podcast, I must have went out with like about 3 women.
Okay.
Right? You know, it was a lawyer, it was a doctor, and it was a girl in nursing school.
Yes. Big boss lady.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, going out with them, because, you know, I was nervous. I'm like, yo, you know, I don't know what type of event this is going to be, and we'll pick you up. Mm. We'll pick you up. Mm. I'm like, you pick me up. Right? Mm. And when I went out with them, it was just like, they was in the car, they had the drinks, be driving, he'd be listening to music. Everything was touchy-feely. We went to this, you know, bar, great time, touchy-feely. You know, the night ended off well, you know, and it wasn't, I didn't do anything. I didn't have sex with none of them, but we was all kissing together. Yeah. You know, it was like a kissing situation. I'm feeling breasts, I'm kissing girls,
yeah.
I'm drinking. You know, it was an experience that I had, and then they dropped me off. Mm. And guess what? I didn't even care that I didn't do anything, but I just had a good time.
Yeah.
And then they did it again. They're like, we're going to come pick you up. And I didn't have to pay for nothing. I think they was tricking me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But hear me out. But like, just going out, just seeing me with just more like these women, you know what it did? You know what it did?
Made other women want to come.
What? Now it's other women watching. Now it's like, oh, who's he? I'm just the guy with the podcast. You know what I mean? I'm very humble. So it's just like, oh, these are my friends. Be having a good time. But it's like, I'm around these beautiful women. And, you know, I'm very private when it comes to like whatever, who I know and what I indulge with and who I've been with, because I feel like that's the, you know, it's privacy. I don't never grandstand or, you right. know, say these entities with these women that I experience with, because they got careers, they got things going right. on. But we didn't record nothing. We didn't put nothing on no Instagram or anything yeah. like that.
Why?
You know? Yeah, it's no need to. We was all in the moment. We still good friends. Yeah. We know these women.
Everything doesn't need to be recorded. Like,
yeah, now these women, now they got like, we're still friends. You know, they have boyfriends now, of course. They check on me, see how I'm doing. They still listen to the show. They still listen. And hope that she don't get mad, but you know, she's in a situation with a woman. One of them is with a woman.
Okay.
Right? And this is why I wanted to bring up this conversation, because she's calling me, telling me about things with this woman.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my gosh, she's so needy. And I'm like, but you in a relationship with her. What'd you expect it to be?
Yeah.
She was like, Terrence, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm trying to watch the game. I'm trying to watch the Eagles play.
Yeah.
So it's a very, you know, she's very feminine, but she also likes that, you know,
yeah.
football and yeah. you know, type. I watch the game, so she's like, you know, she wants to watch. I'm like, no, you're in a relationship. You know, yeah. we're still friends, but it's a type of medium that I said from my friends, I don't get indulged. When you in a relationship, I keep everything respectable.
Yeah.
But I just want to say before you say, I'm just saying, fellas, half of them don't even listen because mostly women do. But any fellas out there, get a group of women, hang around some women, and have a good time. You'll be surprised, but you may, you know, what you like. Experience that for yourself if you haven't already done it.
But not just any women. Like,
No.
It has to be, because some women are not into like,
what?
I guess spending on a man or treating a man nice. Some women don't know to do that. So for a woman to come pick a man up,
yeah,
it could be like a
great time.
Yeah, what do you call this? Like a role?
Yeah.
Like a challenging role for her to step in, because she may believe, well, the man's supposed to do all the driving. Right? And that's the thing, because I feel like the man's supposed to do all the driving.
Right.
I prefer the man to do all the driving.
I never asked for anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, just was like, I say, all right, I'll meet y'all down there, whatever. Like, no, we come to get you.
Yeah, and that's how it be. In order for the guys to get that true experience, it can't be something you out here searching for.
No,
they got to come to you. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you have to have that vibe and that aura.
Mm-hmm.
You had to be giving off some type of vibe where it was like, wow, we can trust this person.
Yeah.
Right? This person makes us feel comfortable. We're all attracted to this person. You didn't create any form of jealousy. Mm-hmm. So for a man to have multiple women, mm-hmm. in my mind, you have the ability to have all of these women around each other and not create no form of jealousy.
Not at all. It was no jealousy.
Exactly, because that's what you brought to the table. Yeah, that's why they wanted you there. They couldn't just have any man there.
Nah.
Because any man would have been acting too much, doing too much.
You know what I think it is? You know, I'm a person, you know, I was telling my friends this the other day, right? I was like, you know, life is so precious. It's so precious, and we don't know if we're coming or going. And you gotta live, you know, you gotta live. And I feel like I never try to look for the big thing, like, okay, I'm going with these women, it's gonna be hitting for something. Oh my god, no. Yeah. You know what I was thinking about? Just having gone out of a good time with people that I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it became super interesting, and it was an experience. Yeah. For me,
I mean, if I saw a man that had three women, beautiful, successful women,
yeah.
I would be looking too, because I would be like, damn, that dick must be bomb. Like, you know, so I would be very curious. Like,
yeah, but it wasn't like that, though. It wasn't like that. Yeah.
And I'm sure the women were attractive.
Yeah, they were.
So I would be looking at that too, like, damn, you know, all three of these attractive women done walked in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, because
table for four.
Yeah.
Just having a good time.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, because look, in my mind, when we went out, true story, I'm like, yo, I'm like, I swear to God, I thought they were trying to set me up. I swear, I was like, yo, I'm at this dinner table, so I'm getting a little edge. I'm like,
yeah.
I hope they're not trying to set me up for the okie doke. So I'm setting my exit strategy. And I know I shouldn't think like that, but I don't know what's about to happen. There's three women.
All three of them friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
They all like, so the thing is, they were all doing stuff. I mean, they were all like, you know, they all got things going for themselves.
Yeah.
All, you know, but what it was, you know, I'm sitting there like, I got my money, but one of them was just like, she just handed the girl the bill, and I'm just like, yo, what is going? In my mind, I'm still trying to process what's going on as a person. I'm like, to have that, you know, and still have a good time and. You know, and be appreciative and have all of that. It's a beautiful feeling.
You know,
it's a beautiful feeling.
You just make me think and wonder, like, you know, we hear that, like, successful Black women, like, there's a gap of men that are available on their level, right? That's just what they be saying on the internet. I don't, that's what they say. And hearing your conversation, it makes me wonder when it's just like, you're a successful woman and you want this masculine energy, not just any masculine energy though, like a certain quality.
Yeah.
And what the different quality of masculine energy is there, right? Your energy is very like smooth. You're not going to be pressing it.
Mm-mm.
You're not going to be pushing up on no one. You're not going to be talking about it and doing this and doing that. Like, you have a lot of grown man features.
Yeah.
Whereas not everybody has that. So when I say, you know, they selected you, yeah, I can see why. Because you want a certain type of energy around you. You don't want to have a man that's going to come and then run back and be gossiping. Or a man that's trying to be real cool, trying to press this or press that. Or a man who's getting insecure because you just paid the bill. You know,
yeah, not
saying?
Even I
that,
was.
That,
yeah.
You could have took that as a hit against whatever. They come to pick me up like I'm a, you know, people be having all type of stuff going on. So a lot of times it's just the energy people give. And it's like that with women. Like, you know, if it's just the vibe I get from women. Like, I don't really get into, I rarely ever have an argument with women now.
Yeah,
when I was younger, maybe, but in my current life right now, I really have that. So when I see women like arguing and stuff like that, it's just, I won't have a need to argue with a woman.
I don't argue with women. You know, when they
I'm a complimenter first before I get
before you,
to like,
right? I understand. Mm-hmm. You're right. You're a complimenter. You know, it's funny, like if a woman get mad, I'm like, we mad about, baby. What's going on?
Yeah.
I didn't bring the milk. Let me go outside and go get the milk for you. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, and I always got to say the disclaimer, some men, oh my God, I ain't get the milk. All right, I'll go get the milk. Nah. Get, you know, slap her on the ass, kiss her on the cheek. All right, baby, I'll go get it. Yeah. She just wants to be feeling, you know, she just want to know that you should, it's a reassurance.
Yeah.
You know, women just want to feel desire, and sometimes they express it in certain ways where it's not for you to bring that. I tell guys this. I said, as a man, it's good to communicate with your woman, but not to argue with your woman. She's not your roommate, right? She's not your roommate. She's not your girl. She's not your girlfriend, like a, you know, but, you know, this is your woman, you know, and you have to have a certain mild tone of, you know, having yourself under control because she's upset. And sometimes women, like, they'll call back and I'm like, you know what? I was wrong. My bad. I was like, it's cool, you know, and you just got to give them time to calm down, you know, just to calm down, you know, because it happens sometimes and it's okay. You know, arguing is not going to do anything. It's good for healthy dialogue and conversation, you know. So I didn't see women yell at me all in my face and screaming at the top of their lungs. And you know what I said? Nothing. Okay.
Too cool.
But you gotta keep it that way. Even if they say some vicious stuff, like if you explode, now you're on their level. And that's with anybody, woman or female. And that's just with life, period. But it's like you got somebody that's really upset, because when a woman is very upset, some of them can become repulsive and go crazy. So you got to keep your level calm. Like, all right, she about to throw all this shit in this house, start throwing things. Let me get out this house real quick. You leaving? Listen, you are very upset right now, and I just don't want to be in the realm of what's going on. Let me just take a walk. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know.
And it's when you deal with men that respond the way you respond. Which
it took time, though, for me to put.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that's a skill set. Yeah. And I feel like I'm complimenting him all night. Everything, I'm like, that's a skill set.
No, it's not.
That's
just
a skill set.
It's not that. It's just for experience. I've yelled before, you know, with women, because I used to be highly emotional. You know what I mean? I used to be, you know, when somebody said something about me that I felt offensive, I was so eager to say something back. And guess what? They're getting to me. As I got older, the one thing that's real critical in life is your health. Not just for the man, for the woman too. And we have to set the tone. So if I'm getting older and I keep yelling and all like that, I could have high blood pressure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. High level of stress. I could be bald by now.
Yeah.
Drinking crazy. Yeah. Doing crazy things out there because I'm mad at her. So you have to, like, literally think about everything that happens and transpires. The breathe.
Yeah.
All right. I need to really think about what's going on here. Like, one time I look at a woman and I paused her. I'm like, looked at her. I'm like, all right, she's on mute. She's screaming, you know, all right, cool. Let me go because she's upset.
I mean, these are all like coping strategies.
It's not easy.
Yeah, no, it's not, you know.
Easy.
I mean, I really think you just dropped some gems. You really, just for all people to kind of do, men or women, just that number one thing, like they say, just take a step back. Take 10 minutes before you respond, because you can't, like, take it back once you know.
You,
and that's the thing,
scary
about words, like, and I try to be better at, because I'll get mad and say, you know, and do. When I get mad, I guess that's when they be like, damn, you, I don't know what this bitch gonna do because she mad. So a lot of the times, like you said, taking that step back, just saying, you know what, let me figure out if I'm really mad. Am I making myself mad? What am I even mad about? Being able to answer those questions, because sometimes you're not really sure. Everything be really boiling down to just miscommunication. When at the fundamental level, it'd be miscommunication. So that's why these blow-ups happened.
These blow-ups do happen.
Yeah.
And it don't have to. You know, I think that
some of them do have to, though, because sometimes it's like me, I'm a shut-down person. So, like, I won't argue back or like that because I'm a shut-down.
It's okay, though. it, you know, some people feel like that's not healthy, but it is. Yeah. It is healthy because
that could be a defense mechanism.
Right. You just need to, like, some people are just not good at just doing all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is this going to do for me right mm-hmm. now? You know, it's like, I don't want to do all of that, because if I do all of this, where is it going to go?
Right.
You know, you got it. Like, I'm going to yell, you going to yell. I say something, you going to, and it's just, next thing you know, it becomes like a draining situation.
That right there is, once it's, you know, I guess even recognizing when something is draining you.
Yeah.
Recognizing, like, oh my gosh, I'm more tired today, or I'm this, I'm that, because sometimes it's hard to even recognize when you're about to get out of character.
You ever see two women argue?
Yeah.
I was in a relationship?
Yes. Yes.
Tell me about that. It was really scary.
Like,
this is what I'm saying about women being in relationships.
It was really scary.
Yeah.
Because I would never forget this. Like, this is back in the day. My girlfriend, you know, was on her own for a while. So she had an apartment on Broad Street. It was like 16.
So everybody out there, on Broad Street, that's in Philadelphia, and that's the longest street, I think, in the...
I think it's the longest street
in the country.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
And that's in Philadelphia. So
that's in Philly, right?
Yeah, so a lot of people...
In North Philly.
Well, remember, it stretched from north to south. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, continue. I just want to let you know, for everybody that's out there that's not from Philly.
So me and my other friend was trying to get my friend that's in a relationship with a woman, you know, out the house, because we were leaving.
Okay.
And so the girlfriend's like, you're not going any effing where. And so me and my friend is like, me and who I'm with, we're looking at my other lesbian friend. Let's call her T. We looking at T like, are you able to come out? T like, yeah, I'm coming out. So we go out, we get down to the car. T girlfriend come downstairs, y'all. She almost ripped the door off the car. Grab my girlfriend out, and they just started like bucking. We didn't know what to do. Like, I was like, girl, I'm gonna call y'all later.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, we just had to leave. It wasn't nothing for me. It was nothing for me to do.
I'm not saying.
But it was scary seeing that.
I'm not saying a woman and a man don't have the same thing. I'm not saying that. But it is a difference when you see two women.
Yeah, I mean, my good friend.
Rare.
Listen, my good friend who's the lesbian dyke. I don't know what's the appropriate word to use, really. I mean, everything, just LGBT.
Okay. We got a word sensitive these days.
Yeah, and I don't want to offend anybody. Let me just make a note to say that. But whatever she got going on, she be making them girls go like kind crazy.
I could believe it.
You know, she made... Now, I don't want to say she made them go crazy, because they probably already crazy. You know? We was driving in a car. One of her joints was tripping. The girl's like, you know what? I don't have to take this. It's just like, opened the car door. She tried to jump out, and then my friend like grabbed her, like, girl, get your stupid ass in here.
It's
like,
emotional damage.
You know, pushed her back.
But that's...
And it was... After it happened, I told my friend, like, yo, she could never get in my car again. Like, I don't ever want to be around this person.
But where does that come from?
I don't know. I'm telling you, when they get mad, they like cut her toys up and stuff. So Yeah, like,
what kind of toys you talking about?
Like her dildos. It's a real thing. Like,
they cut up dildos.
Yeah, apparently if sometime in a girl on girl relationship, that's toys. like somebody destroying your things, destroying your properties. Dildos are very expensive. Like, a good one is very, very expensive.
So let me ask you about that, right? So these women wearing these strap-ons and shit.
Mm-hmm. And she make them go crazy. She don't make them, but they be
crazy. Does that kind of like... I'm curious, because women use a strap-on. Does that kind of like dry the woman out?
They have so many different type of dildos. You got real skin ones. You got ones that shoot.
You got real skin ones.
You got ones that shoot lubrication.
Wait a minute. Let's go back to that part. How can it be real skin ones? And where does the skin come from?
I mean, I don't know if it's real, like actual human skin, but like synthetic or made to feel real. It's not, because it's not a... I mean, it doesn't feel real because it's not, like, I guess, attached to, like...
They're trying to get us out of here.
Yeah. No, they can never.
They're trying to get us out of here.
You know, and then I think it too, it depends on just the vagina. When you say do it, dry it out, like, so, I think from what I've been told, you know, you can get infections from toys too.
I heard one girl said it, that, and tell me if this is true, this is what she said. She said she bleaches it.
Bleached a toy? When she done, I mean, you're supposed to clean them, but
I'm just saying, is that like, can you bleach it? Like,
I wouldn't want the bleach dick.
Yeah. I'm just trying to, because this is, it's like crazy. Listen,
we know it's disinfected.
So this is, even with that rose, right? I'll never forget this. This happened a long time ago. It was a young lady, and I remember, out of nowhere, I'm in my house chilling. She FaceTimed me playing with that rose. Right?
Right.
She played with the rose, and then when she was done, she hung up. And it must have been 10 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, that's classic. It was a good nut, so she can't even got down.
No, but this is what she said to me. You know what she texted me? Thank you. What?
What? She probably was maybe fantasizing about you while using a rose, and then your face just added to it.
But that's crazy. I never... in my life would ever think that I would get something like that. That was so weird to me. I was like, so I'm just sitting, I could have been anywhere. You know, luckily I was in my house.
Right.
And I'm chilling. And I'm like, oh, dude. And I'm like, I'm hearing and legs open and all that. I'm like,
you didn't like it?
I was trying to figure out what just happened.
How did you know who it was?
That, me and that person was cool.
Oh, okay. The phone number.
Yeah, I just saw the phone number. I didn't have him say, but I just knew who it was. You know what I mean? Some people I just don't say, but
yeah.
But just it was too hard to process. Remember, it was like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like.
And then the rose is all covering it up. I can't even see the pussy. Like,
well, I saw the legs and I saw the rose and I saw like her face, like her head was like bent back and like she was screaming and it was just like it went off.
I mean,
like,
I never used the rose. I hear people talk, you know, really well about the rose. I'm sure the rose is great. I just feel like I got a human rose, so I just go on and use.
Do you use with you? Do like, so when two women are, you know, are with each other, you know, what is it called? Scissoring?
Oh, like rubbing pussies?
Yeah, so what is it that they eat rubbing on the clitoris?
I like that. I think that, I'm a big fan of that. Not all women like it, but I'm a big fan of rubbing vaginas.
Rubbing vaginas? Yeah, do you think a woman can actually climax from that?
Yes.
Do you think it's like, oh, they can?
I have. And it was a good one, because we know that.
You think women can dry hump and climax?
Yes.
Is it mental or is it just like,
no, it's the sensation you feel in your pussy. Like, if I was to be like, let's say she had like a nice butt, a nice ass.
Yeah.
And I was like, we naked and I'm like rubbing my pussy on her ass.
Okay,
that feels good to me. That feels like that pressure feels good on my vagina, on my clitoris, and you know, rubbing back and forth, the friction.
And then it's like,
yeah. Yeah. Right. I mean, I was in a situation where it was like we would be grinding pussies and everything, and you know, we would come that way.
She says pussies.
Right? Vaginas. Vaginas better.
Yeah, vaginas.
Vagina. We was grinding vaginas.
Okay.
And everybody was able to come, and then I kind of was like, because she had like a crazy, like one of those I squat workout butt, so it was like it
them
set
hard
up
butts.
High. No, it wasn't hard, but it just sat up high. It was like I had to climb on it.
You climbed on her butt.
Yeah, I had to climb on it because it sat up.
It set up.
Yeah. So she on her stomach, and you know.
Oh, she was on her stomach.
Right,
so
right.
You climbed up on the butt, and
right,
you.
Oh, right, right. So my breast is on her back.
Your breast was on her back.
Right, right, and my vagina is on her butt, and I'm like. Grinding on it, and then like I kind of started squirting, and it was just like kind of dripping all down her butt, just down. So it was very
this podcast gonna be rated R. I say, you know what's gonna happen? It's probably gonna be some women out there right now that's gonna probably be feeling like, oh my god, don't stop,
yeah,
keep talking about it,
yeah,
you know, like I want that,
yeah. So I think it depends, because some women don't like rubbing vaginas, and some women do. Like, some women rather just strap up and do it and eat you out and then strap you, versus eating you out and then, like,
have you experienced all of that? Have you been, like, did somebody ever strap you?
No, I feel like I'm a little afraid of it because I might go left completely.
You might put the strap on.
I want to do both. I want to put the strap on and do the doing, and I want to get done too.
Okay.
I've never done that.
You want that? See, now you have all these girls in my DM. Watch.
I've never done that. But again, it's something that I'm a little reserved about.
Okay.
Because, you know, sometimes when I'm used to men that can just, like, they can go a long time. Like, they could come and then get it right back hard and come and get it right back hard.
Wait a minute. That truly depends. Let me tell you why you say that. Not every woman can get a man to do that.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a fact. But I'm just used to
Yeah,
that.
I understand. But, you know, it's some women that, you know, a guy can, like, you know what, come on, let's go back. And then it's some that just, like, you know, it's just... give me like an hour.
Yeah. I mean, I think just like women can have multiple orgasms, men can have multiple orgasms. And so men can come back to back to back too and then still be able to maintain. But however, the reason why I'm afraid of the strap-on situation is because the real penis does go soft. Like, you know, even if they could get it back up or whatever, by the time you get to that sixth nut, it'd be like, third or fourth, right?
Third or fourth.
Let's say third or fourth. So once you get there, it's already getting a little, like, soft, a little floppy. But with the fake dicks, you never have to worry about that.
No, you don't. But, you know,
you never have to worry about it going kind of soft because it just came, or it don't go soft. It just go all night long, nonstop. So I don't know how beneficial that would be for me because, like, you know, I might want to keep going and doing it and doing it, get chunked out on that.
So you're going, maybe you should talk to your girlfriend about that.
No, that's like my sister. I could never.
How do you
like,
be your sister? But y'all done stuff before, right?
No, not her. Not the one that's the lesbian. But my touchy feely girlfriend.
I think you and your touchy feely girlfriend should try.
You know, they don't know. I need somebody to know what to do though. Right. Like I don't need no amateur. I'm an amateur. Fuck, I'm gonna do it with an amateur. You need somebody to know what to do that could hit that thing like it need to be hit.
Y'all can learn together. Because in that way you feel safe.
Well, I say
right?
like, no, I would safe. Say it like this. If and when I do get with women,
yeah.
I don't do nothing with no woman that ain't never did it. If you ain't never been with a woman, I ain't going to be your first.
Yeah, but y'all done it before, so y'all good.
Yeah, I know, but she don't know what to do like that. She don't know what to do. Like,
teach her. You know what I mean? You know what you do? You should go to the store and buy one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you be like, and then, you know, just do it. See what happens.
I'd rather just get a professional, not like a like somebody that know what to do already.
They out here.
I don't like. What I'm saying
they out
is,
here.
Like you.
I'm sure you can find
would
it.
You, Tim, for example, yeah. would you prefer a woman that had no experience or a woman with experience?
I like women with no experience.
Okay. Fancy.
Because sometimes
you like to teach and watch.
Yeah, I like that, but also I like women with experience too. You know, like that because you know you got to be. Now this is what I'm gonna tell you. Some women that are older. Haven't really experienced a
nothing,
lot either.
Right.
Yeah, because some women don't know their bodies.
Right.
So when I hear women say, well, I don't know what an orgasm feel like, I don't know what it is.
Facts, a lot of women don't.
Right. You know what I say? You know what I tell them? I think you need to start playing with yourself a lot more.
I don't understand women who don't. That's just so strange to me.
Some women say it does nothing for them. And I'm just like, I think it comes into this dynamic of, you know, really loving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you feel from your body and what
yeah,
you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And when you start doing that a lot, then you are able to do this. And when you do get with somebody, you know you can pinpoint what it is you like and you don't. But if you're just having sex, which most people do,
right.
What they don't understand, it's not physical.
Mm-hmm.
Sex is 90% mental. Mm-hmm. It's a mental mm-hmm. situation. Because some bodies can reject other bodies.
For sure.
They don't feel it like, you know what, I ain't feeling this.
Mm-hmm. the vagina is going to act differently too. Like when you're super aroused, your vagina might open up more. Mm-hmm. You know, it might get wetter. It might this, it might that. Like, you know, you hear a lot of women talk about WAP, like, you know, wet ass pussy.
Wet ass wet, pussy or wet ass wet, vagina?
Wet ass, wet ass vagina.
I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
You hear people talk about that a lot, but essentially every woman has that. Because I mean, the only thing that make your vagina wet is like the amount of blood that's flowing to the walls of your vagina. Like, that's how it get wet. So all women have the capability to have WAP, period. It just depends on who you with, who bringing it out, whatever the case may be. But
that's why I say it's good to always have a good, healthy conversation.
Yeah, you know, they all do it. Me personally, yeah. I like experience. Mm-hmm. I don't prefer to get with people that don't know what to do, because I don't like that. Like, I like people that know what to do.
Like the ones, the girls that don't know how to arch their back.
Yeah, exactly. Do you like that? Like, it's like, come on, I'm not, like, I'll show you a little something, but come, let me see your resume. Come prepared. You gotta be qualified for certain roles.
I think that, you know, I think it really starts with the conversation and getting them to get there. I think, you know, for the women that don't have the experience or whatever, to get the project, I call them projects, right? I would say I love to see the projects of a woman, you know, because what they tell me, what they desire, what they likes, what they don't. You know, you got to fill out and understand what it is. Sometimes when you're not in sync and rhythm, when you're not having sex with them, and then all of a sudden you just, excuse me, I must be saying it wrong. When you're having sex without little to conversation, right? You know that you like her, she likes you, but you're not talking as much. Your bodies are not in rhythm. She's going one way, you're going another way. You may be aggressive, she may not like that. But where was the conversation at? But the more conversation, the more dialogue you have, the more understanding you have, the more that you listen, the more you should understand what the woman needs and what the wants are and get an idea. Then by the time that you do it, you're able to see what she fantasizes about and where it can go. Because now what she's doing is, she's having that orgasm. She's having those things because you took the time out to figure it out.
Yeah.
And when you take the time to figure these things out, and I tell fellas, you'll be surprised what you were able to get out of a woman. Because I'll give you an example. Back when I was, you know, young, like super young, right? Me and my guys, you know, friends, we have conversations, and they'll have a woman, right? And they'll say, yeah, I had her. You had her too. I'm like, yeah, I had her. You know, it was great, man. You know, she gave me fellatio. What? She gave you fellatio? She didn't give me fellatio. I don't know, bro. That's all she liked doing. I mean, she just liked doing that to me. What you mean she liked doing that to you? Some women just like giving fellatio.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta find out what the niche is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So listen, so we're about to wrap up. So let me ask you this before we wrap up, right?
Yes.
Okay. So before we wrap up, right, the next time we come back on, right, I want you to tell me about the last experience you had with your girlfriend, and I want y'all to stay together for a week. Try it. That's your homework. You got to stay for over a week. We don't come back.
That's my homework.
Yeah. That's your homework.
I always turned homework in. Like,
all right, we're gonna have a healthy dialogue. Right, we're gonna have a really great, healthy dialogue about that. And you know, I just want to tell the world out there and tell the people out there before we channel off on this podcast is that, you know, for one thing that I've always advocated is to always love yourself. You know, it's a very important thing, you know, is to get the time to know who you are, because without knowing who you are, how can you prosper? How can you do anything? You know, and for the experience, you know, as far as though, you know, with women are a very beautiful thing. You know, mm-hmm. and I would say to every woman out there, you know, love yourself, touch yourself, feel on yourself, ladies. Understand who you are, light a candle, get in the bathtub, you know, understand, you know, explore your body. It's an amazing thing. And you got to understand how viable you are, because it's your body, it's your temple. And one thing about that is that when you have a body like that and it's your soul temple, you have to understand what the true creation is of yourself. That's why they want you to start with self first. before you give anything up. So for the ladies out there that's just being a little bit promiscuous, hold back a little bit, you know, and just explore and just be a little bit feminine in your own setting. So I want to advise for every woman out there is to get a candle of your liking, bubble baths, whatever you want to do. And I want you to sit there and I want you to meditate and I want you to explore what your true desires are. Because once you do that, you'll be surprised what's going to come on the outcome. Okay? So I just wanted to say that, and always to remember to love yourself. Peace.